This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
We welcome Amy Jedliska to the program from Gufsis and Associates, good friends of the show. Amy, your world has been kind of turned upside down. Everyone's world has. We're so used to this April 15th. Everyone got an automatic extension to July 15th, but I don't know if it's on a lot of people's radar screens.
No, you're right. It's good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
It's been a strange year, I think, for everyone. No one's been unaffected by this pandemic and everything that goes along with it. It's strange to be doing taxes in the summer. I was actually supposed to be on vacation with my family this week, but here I am in the office doing taxes. So just add it to the list. Add it to the list of things that have changed this year.
Okay, so the penalties and all of that are back in play after next Wednesday, right?
That's correct. If you need to file a return for 2019, you need to do so by next Wednesday, the 15th of July. If you need an extension, there is still a three-month extension available until October 15th, but that is an extension of time to file, not an extension of time to pay. So there is no more extension of time to pay after July 15th. If you owed something for 2019, you need to submit something by July 15th. Even if you can't pay it all, you need to send the government something so that they know you're good for it. You can set up a payment plan. The IRS is not as scary as, you know, maybe some people are led to believe. They are willing to work with you, if you're not able to pay your balance due.
Yeah.
But you need to do something by next Wednesday, because after the 15th, of July, just like April 15th, the penalties and the interest do start to add up. You've got failure to file penalties, failure to pay penalties, interest. So you really need to, do something if you haven't yet.
Well, I want to remind people, Amy, this is a larger question. You know, we've been trying to educate people about these Alice families, we used to call kind of folks maybe living paycheck to paycheck that have really been hurt by this. You know, if their life's going okay, they're all right, right? But now all of a sudden somebody loses a job, this pandemic hits. Right now, and I think over the last 3 months, people have been making choices. Like, they know they can't be evicted or they can't have their power turned off, so they're paying this or not paying that. There's plenty of assistance, and you can go to uwdecatur.org to the COVID-19 page where you can get help with your mortgage or your rent or your utilities or food. And I worry that with the tax deadline being pushed off, some people have pushed that off, and all this has kind of come to a head at the same time.
Yeah, I think you're right. Unfortunately, if you owe tax, you owe tax. There's no getting around it. You know, the government, unfortunately, is not going to have, a program where you can delay paying other than, like I said, get on a payment plan. You know, I know a lot of people that got stimulus money, they turned around and paid their taxes with that stimulus money. Unfortunately, beyond setting up some kind of payment plan with IRS, send something if you can, even if it's $20, and you owe. It's better to not send, better than not sending anything. That's when you really start to get in trouble.
All right, a good faith payment. All right, so how do folks get a hold of you guys if they still need help with this a week away from this deadline?
We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. The phone number is 875-2500. Give a call or come by. We're not taking appointments right now. We're just doing drop-offs, trying to get everything finished up by the deadline. But we're still available, and we're still here to help.
All right, Amy, we appreciate it. I know it's going to be a tough week for you. Keep up the faith. Amy and the folks at Gufsis are great people.
You've been listening to the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit neuhoffmedia.com.